Welcome to the Thriving Yoga Teacher Podcast, your go-to resource for building a thriving yoga business and life. I'm your host, Jen, and each week I'll be sharing insights, strategies, and inspiration to support you on your journey to success and fulfillment. Whether you're looking to grow your business, deepen your mindset and self-belief, or simply find more balance in your life, you're in the right place. Get ready to unlock your full potential and thrive in every aspect of your journey as a yoga teacher. I'm thrilled to have you here. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Thriving Yoga Teacher. Today I'm going to talk about probably one of the most overlooked foundations that you would have to set in your business that will ensure that you're creating a successful and profitable yoga business. Now, that overlooked foundation part is your offering suite. Now, as a yoga teacher, I know, you know, you might be thinking, you know, what is an offering suite? I'm just teaching my yoga classes, maybe doing some workshops, maybe do some online things, whatever it is. But that all of these things, all of the things that you're currently offering, that is your offer suite. And if you want to have your profitable, successful business that feels good, that is, you know, feels really good to your nervous system, that works for you, this is one of the things that you have to start looking at. Because, you know, you might be thinking, you know, I'm spiritual, or like the yoga business spiritual, and like looking at things like my offers, my services that I offer, because that's all it is at the end of the day. Your offer suite is the services that you offer. So that might be, as I just said, your public classes. You, as part of your sort of offer suite, you might actually be subbing and have some sort of plan behind that as well. You might be holding retreats, day retreats, workshops, you might be doing some online classes, all of these things, you know, that is all of that is what builds up your offer and your offer suite. So when I start working with new clients, there's actually two things that I do. Which is I want you to do today as well. Look at your goals. So number one, look at your goals in business as well as, I guess, in life, because it's all interlinked. And then second of all, look at all of the things that you're doing in your business right now, all of the things that you're offering. And then have a think about if that is actually supporting your goals. Because a lot of times what I find when I'm working with clients, all of the things that they're doing in the business is not actually supporting the business and the life that they want to have. So for example, I've worked with, she was like a spiritual coach, so not strictly a yoga teacher. And she was after we, so she wanted to make millions of euros because she was in Europe, which is fine. And, you know, just on, she wasn't actually sure what exactly she wanted to do. So the first thing that we did, we actually looked at what she envisions her life in the next 12 months, 3 years, and 5 years to look like, and then created her office around that. Because, you know, if you, for example, want to have a family, and if you build your business in a way that you are constantly traveling, always away from home, everyone needs you constantly, that is not going to be supporting the life that you want, i.e. the family. So, and this is why I always start with these two things when I start working with a new client. It's always your goals and what are your current offers and how does those current offers, are they actually supporting you in what you're trying to build in your business as well as your life? Because if you're obviously having a lot of one-to-one sessions, there's only so much that you can do. Also physically, what you can actually do. So again, you have to actually have a look at that. Another example, that is actually a really good example. One of my clients, when I started working with her, we were talking about like all of these things. And I didn't say what her money goal is for the month, or just generally what she's aiming for, like on a consistent basis. Which she told me, I can't actually remember what the actual number was. But then we looked at her offers and then we worked it back, and she would have had to work with like 20 people, 20 new people every single week. And I'm just like, whoa, that's not the kind of business that you want to build. So it's then taking it back and sort of looking at how we can achieve that goal, what offers you need to do, because especially teaching yoga, it's so exhausting after a while because it's so physical. And you know, when I was teaching, I hold a lot of energy for my clients, and I bring a lot of energy. So there was no way I could ever teach 20 classes, not even 10 classes a week. I just couldn't. So it's, you know, then looking at what can you actually do and that is actually sustainable for yourself. And this is where a lot of yoga teachers I see go wrong, because they're seeing another yoga teacher and they're doing all of these things like online classes, they're doing face-to-face, like whatever they're doing quote-unquote all of the things in your eyes. But behind the scenes, that might not actually be the case, because it depends on how they actually structure their business. And this is why you have to look for yourself and look at, you know, what is important to you right now. And that might change over time. So this is why you always also have to keep checking in on that, because life happens. I mean, I'm going through, if you follow me on Instagram and if you've listened to this podcast, you do know I'm essentially completely changing my whole life right now. I wouldn't have even imagined that this happening just about 2 months ago. I mean, at the beginning of the year, me and my husband were talking about, you know, how we can make a move happen, bloody, bloody, blah. Neither of us was thinking that this was going to happen in the first half of this year. So things always happen. So, you know, and the business might not then support your new life happenings, essentially. And that's fine, because you know, you are running your business and you are the CEO of your business. And it's important for you to change and adapt as necessary. So, and just as I have done with my business for the moment, where I've stopped taking long-term clients for the moment, because the energy that I'm holding for them is a lot of energy with everything else that's going on at the moment. So, which is why I've condensed it, you know, helping my clients now with for 30 days plus a little bit extra, and giving them really good results for them to set up their businesses in a way that feels good for them. So, you know, there is no one right or wrong way. There is no real blueprint on how to do your or how to create your business. There are things that you can definitely do though. And it is so important to have an offering suite that really works for you, just to help you with the life changes and also with, the business changes. Maybe you're hosting a weekly yoga class, and all of a sudden you can't hire the room anymore for whatever reason. So, and these are all things that can happen. These are all things that have happened. And, it's also really important to remember that as a yoga teacher, one of the reasons why you started teaching is to make an impact and to help other people. And to be able to do this in the best possible way, you need to build a business that is profitable and supports you in the first place, because you cannot full-heartedly give to others if you feel like that you can't pay your bills, or you just don't know how, you're going to put food on the table or whatever it is. So that's, so that's why like an effective offering suite is so important, because it will help you fl not only flow through your business but also flow through your life. And, as I just said, there is not a blueprint as such that, if you do these steps, you will get there, because again, everyone is completely different. But there are definitely things that you can do, and I'm going to tell you in a moment, to create an effective offering suite. And, if you've just done the first thing that I just told you about 5 minutes ago, and looked at your goals and written it down, great. If not, pause this now and just do your goals, first of all, so that you know exactly what your goals are. Then, once you've done that, step number two is write down absolutely every single service that you offer at the moment, no matter how big or small it is, whatever you're doing in your business and offering it out. So if you are recording meditations, for example, or doing some sound healing, whatever it is that you're doing in your business, and you're offering something online, for example, even if you're creating freebies, I would still put that on there, because your time also goes there, and energy. And, creating your offering suite has a lot to do with energy. It's not, you will not really hear me talk about money in this episode, because I don't think that's necessarily the right way to do things. I will do a separate episode on the money side of things and how that works out with your offering suite. But for this, at the moment, it's pretty much just what you are actually offering, your actual services. So I want you to write down absolutely everything, and also include things like, maybe on your plan, if you have that, is to do, a freebie yoga class, for example, like an online yoga class. Whatever it is that you're doing or planning to do, write that all down. And then once you've done that, and you don't have to do any of these things in like one after the other, you can actually take, your time with this. It's probably better to actually take your time with this, because these can be quite big changes for some of you. So the third step then is looking at all of those services, and then actually ask yourself and feel into you, which of these services actually feel good, and which of these ones do you actually would be happy to offer in the next 90 days? Because that's a very short-term goal. So Maybe do 90 days, maybe do it, maybe 6 months. And again, just, feel the energy of those. Don't think about the money, That will be separate. That will be a separate podcast. I might just do that for next week, actually. But just feel into it. What feels good? Which services do you actually want to do? And then once you've done that, step number four is to think about any other things that you maybe want to offer. So maybe you have been doing, if you're anything like me, you will have probably done about a million courses. So you have, a huge amount of knowledge, you like different methodologies that you can use in your classes, etc. So maybe, you've just done sound healing, for example. I quite soundly Gosh, I can't talk now. Apparently, I quite like sound healing myself. Not that I can teach it, but I quite like the idea of it. So, maybe you can do that and you think, oh, actually, what would really like feel really good in my heart and body, and it's an absolute whole body yes, would be like a woman's circle, for example, where I do some sound healing, some meditation, some sharings, some, maybe tarot, whatever. So see if there is anything else that from your soul that you would like to offer. And then step number five is now looking at all of these services that you wrote down. Which ones do not feel good within you? Which ones actually stress you out? So you just read them or think about them, and you just like your heart is going, you'll maybe get a really tight chest, whatever it is. Which ones don't feel good? So ideally, what you want to do then after that, after you've done this five-step exercise, is think about, and maybe just do it. And that comes down to money, I guess. Cut all of the services out that like give you that like anxiety, like that tight chest that doesn't feel good to you. And make space for the things that you truly want to do. So maybe you're doing at the moment, you're doing a public class at a local gym, for example, that I'm not saying you hate going there because I don't actually like that word, but you're just like, oh, do I have to go? Can I just get someone else to sub the class? Those kind of things are probably the offers or the services that you want to get rid of. So maybe instead of, going to that class that you're kind of dreading to go to, why not offer a private one-to-one session or do like that woman's circle, for example. There's so many other things that you can do that things that light you up. And I'm not saying necessarily, I wouldn't necessarily say, oh, suggest that. That if you have like five things that you like, five classes, for example, that you really want to cut them all in one go. If you can, do it. All of the circumstances are different. But maybe, if you're sort of thinking about money and just like, those actually bring you money, you kind of need them. Maybe start by cutting out the one that feels the worst for you, that you absolutely really, really dread. And give yourself some time. If it's a public class, for example, if you're hiring a space, you probably need to give some notice anyway. So, say give them a month notice, and then you have a month to actually promote the new thing that you're doing. And, if it's something that you're doing that you absolutely love doing, let's say like the women's circle, the energy behind it is going to be so much better. You're going to be selling it so much easier. And this is how I always start off, like creating an offer suite with my clients. It's just like, look at your goals. What are the extra services that you offer? What feels good to you? And do you actually feel good about offering in the next 30 days? Is there anything else that you would like to offer? And then start, what doesn't feel good? What gives you sort of the anxiety? And then step number six, I guess, is then cutting it out. Like, start cutting out the services that don't feel good and replace them with the ones that you actually want to do and feel good to you. As I say, this is such a huge conversation, especially obviously because there's money involved. So that's why I can't say, yes, just cut them all at one go, because it really depends on the circumstances. But those are essentially the six steps for you to start going through, to start like having an offer suite that supports you, that supports your business, and start bringing in, consistent clients, consistent money, because you do want to have a successful yoga business. This is, success and selling actually means that you're helping other people. And that's why you started teaching in the first place. So, regardless of, and all of this actually applies to regardless of if you are a new teacher, if you've been teaching a year, if you've been teaching 10 years. Life, as we all know, is a cycle. So, start looking at your offers, at your services that you offer. And look, if there's anything that you want to change, and you might not want to. But for the majority of yoga teachers and all of my clients that I've worked with so far, their offers or their services have not necessarily supported the life that they wanted, and therefore they were struggling to build the business that was actually supporting them, which is why I'm suggesting for you to actually start here in the and especially if you're feeling overwhelmed at the moment. This is the perfect place to start if you're feeling overwhelmed. I'm going to leave you here with the six-step process. If you want to have more input, more insights on this, if you want to have more personalized help, I have got some spaces open for my 30-day program, which is exactly what I'm going through. I'm looking at all of your goals, your offers, and then really adapt it and adjust it so that you feel really good in only 30 days. So if that is something that you would like to do, just drop me a message, either email me, or I'll put all of the details in the show notes as well. But for the moment, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.